T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
His name is Matthew Hill, and he's with us right now. Rick and John throwing our midday party from Stars and Strikes in Sandy Springs right here on Roswell Road. Come hang out with us, man. It is a great atmosphere here at his headquarters for National Signing Day. And we've got Matthew Hill, 4-star wide receiver out of Brookwood. I'll give you his stats here in a minute. But, Matthew, say hello to Atlanta, and congratulations on your choice. Thank you. Where you're going to school.
My name is Matthew Hill, and I'm committed to Auburn University. Well, signed as of today.
Now, what is this
Congratulations.
What's this process been like? I've always wondered, you know, with Division I kids, you guys get letters and you're getting all this stuff. What was it like going through this and now finally committing and signing with Auburn?
It was stressful. I'm not going to sit here and lie, because you look everywhere you go on campus, there's always a reporter somewhere, and they're always trying to ask you somewhere about, oh, where'd you go this week, next week, the week after that. It's so stressful. It's to the point to where, like, okay, stop talking to me. But other than that, I've enjoyed the process. I loved it because, you know, everybody doesn't get to go through the process that I went through. So I'm very blessed and grateful that I went through this process.
Very, very bright young man. We met his dad, Bobby. Great family. I mean, you guys are blessed. It is awesome you're getting a scholarship to Auburn. Really, really happy for you, Matthew. Here are his stats as a senior at Brookwood. 52 grabs, 879 yards, and 7 TDs. Wait, it gets better. 76 carries, 695 on the ground. That's almost 10 per carry. 4 more touchdowns. He had a touchdown as a return man, so that's 12 total touchdowns. Are you a Tyreek Hill type of player? Because that's a Tyreek Hill type of stat line.
I can be. I mean,
I like it.
I just like to be an athlete.
And that's the thing. A lot of times, and we were talking to you off the air about, you know, basketball. Do you like the NBA? Do you like college hoops? It seems like now a lot of kids that come up and become Division I athletes, they play all the sports, but it seems like you were really just locked in on football.
Yes, sir. I ran track here and there, but it's really to the point now to where I ran track. That's all.
Now, what did you run in track?
The 100, 200, 400, and 4x1.
That's too much running for me.
it's me too.
It's a short distance, so I liked it.
You know where I like to run? Like here to the bar. I think that's about 7.5 yards. I could run a curl route right there to where your dad is and sit on a chair.
So, yes, I mean, you're a 4-star wide receiver, Matthew Hill of Brookwood here. He has chosen Auburn. But so you were kind of in a slash role, right,
yes,
with
sir.
Brookwood. So do you envision yourself being, you know, sort of that jack-of-all-trades guy with Auburn and Gus Malzahn, obviously, as a mad scientist
yes,
type of offensive thinker? Or do you just want to be like the X guy or the Y guy and line up outside and just be that wide receiver?
I mean, in my opinion, I like the ball in my hands. I like to be greedy. I think I'm a ball hog. But other than that, because I know I love to make plays. So whenever the ball's in my hands, I'm looking towards the end zone regardless of the play or anything. It's my main objective is to get in the end zone. So that's why I feel like I could just do better with just anywhere on the field, just as long as the ball is in my hand.
What is Gus Malzahn like as a person? We've had a chance to interview him, and we see Gus Malzahn, the coach, and he's going to give us what he wants to give us. What's he like inside the house? Was he doing line dances like Nick Saban was? Is he a pretty laid-back dude?
Nah, Coach Malzahn, he could be both. He'll sit here and be a friend, just play. He could be playful. I know he could be serious at times, but he's just about business, and everything about Auburn is about family too. So, and everything, oh, yeah, he's just about family, and he's a great guy.
I love it. And he's a lot richer, $49 million over 7 years on the extension. We've got
yes,
Matthew
sir.
Hill, 4-star wide receiver out of Brookwood. He has chosen Auburn. Why not Georgia?
I never really imagined myself going to Georgia. In my opinion, I really never was like a true Georgia fan, even though I grew up in Georgia. You know, Auburn was really the first NCAA team that was introduced to me. So I was like, might as well like these cats. So I was like, that's fine. And my auntie, she was in love with Cam Newton. Mm. Every game, Cam Newton, this and that. Just, and then my grandfather, he's an alum from there. He ran cross country, so he introduced it to my life.
Matthew, let me ask you, did Kirby Smart recruit you, or did he know that you were an Auburn kid and you were just going to go that way?
Georgia, well, Coach Smart tried to recruit me, like, not too long after I committed to Auburn, like 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks afterwards. That's when they offered me after I committed to Auburn. And at that point, I was just like, it's too late in the process to even consider UGA. So, but I've talked to him a few times, but other than that, not really.
Matthew, you talked about reporters popping up at school, and one of my pet peeves this time of the year when it comes to recruiting, the reporters are fine. They're getting paid to go do their job. Mm. It's the 45-year-old on social media that gets mad at you, a 17- or an 18-year-old kid, that you didn't go to their school. Did you have to deal with any of that throughout the process?
No, sir. What I did really was I just kind of ignored people like that. Like, if they tried to, like, keep on asking me questions, I would read the message and just ignore them. So, because – in my opinion, I don't like to be stressed out. Mm-hmm. So I like to avoid all the things that's going to make me get stressed. So I just take myself away from the situations.
That is serious wisdom. You're 18, right? Or are you 17?
I'm 17. I turned 18 March 11th.
Okay.
Now, look at this big smile right here. I love it, man. I love it. But that's serious wisdom, man, because a lot of people take the bait. You've got pro athletes taking the bait on Twitter with these trolls that are coming at them. You know, screw you for not scoring a touchdown. My fantasy football team lost because of it. And they're actually engaging with these mutts. I just don't get it. So good for you for not doing that. As you look ahead to the NFL, and I'm guessing that's a goal of yours.
Yes, sir.
Okay, my man, go for the gold. Who do you watch in the NFL and kind of pattern your game after? Who's maybe an NFL comparable for you?
I kind of compare myself to a few people.
Give me your size and weight, your height and weight.
6'2", 185.
Okay, so you'll get over 200 pounds eventually. So Julio, who else?
Like you said earlier, Tyreek Hill. Odell. I looked up to Odell Beckham for a minute. I mean, I still look up to him.
But?
You know, I just feel like I could be better. So
interesting. I love it. Now, are you a little bit mad at Odell for taking his guys down to Miami during the week of preparation for the Green Bay Packers, and then that weekend they got smashed by a million points? Are you mad at Beckham for that?
You know, I can't really be mad at him because he's having fun. I mean, in my opinion, I like to have fun. So I probably would have went on the trip, too. Not going to sit here and lie.
Now, the only thing we want, if you end up on the trip with Odell Beckham, don't take the picture shirtless with 10 other dudes. Like, make the guy-girl ratio 1-to-1 or 2 girls to every 1 guy, and then you'll be okay.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that would be
good advice, John. Yeah. He's taking notes on that one.
Yeah.
Taking notes on that one.
So what are you going to major at Auburn? Have you decided that yet?
Sports management.
Nice. Okay. Nice, you have an idea if you don't make it to the NFL what you'd want to do?
On the side, I work with my dad in, like, construction work, doing stuff around people's houses, like painting, building fences, all that stuff. Like, construction work, just small little handy stuff. So if that doesn't work out, you know, getting in business with him, or even if I get enough money, even, like, invest in his business to make it better. So, you know, sports management doesn't work out. Me going to the NFL doesn't work out. Definitely get into the business with my dad.
I love it, man. We're Stars and Strikes in Sandy Springs on Roswell Road. That voice belongs to Matthew Hill, 4-star wide receiver out of Brookwood. He is going to Auburn. And Auburn has a bevy of wide receivers right now. You've got Darius Slayton, who had that Randy Moss stop catch late in the year. You've got Craig Myers. I think it's Nate is his first name. He's a nice prospect. Ryan Davis had a record-setting year with Auburn last year, and I believe he's returning. So were you watching Auburn last year? Did you enjoy these wide receivers?
I did. I like the way that when they pass the ball, they spread it out. So even though, like, the third leading receiver was Kerryon Johnson, which is a running back. But other than that, I feel like I could make an impact on that so they could spread the ball out some more.
We were talking earlier about the best guys that we've seen or played against in high school. Georgia and the Atlanta metro area obviously has tremendous talent. You're part of that mix. Who's the best guy that, if you want to give some props to somebody that you were able to go against or watch play in Gwinnett County, who would that be?
You know, I never told him this, but just because it was the first game of the season, he caught 2 picks in 1 game on me, Tyon Palmer. But other than that, I don't really – well, J.J. Peterson, he was good.
now the truth is told.
Yeah. Even though Coke would beat us, I'll give him his props.
So were those picks on you for bad routes, or were they on the QB for bad throws, or do you just give credit to the defensive player for a great plays?
I'm going to just give him some credit. He got it. Yeah, you're welcome, Tyon.
Where's he going?
He's signing today. I think he's committing tomorrow, actually, signing tomorrow.
Okay. Did you go against Jaren Williams by any chance, quarterback out of Central Gwinnett?
Oh, man, he's an athlete. Yeah, I don't think he should be a quarterback. I think there just needs to be a position called an athlete, and that's what he should be. Because he's too big to be a quarterback. He runs like a running back. He throws the ball like a quarterback. He could catch. It's just he's just an athlete.
Malik, I love it, man.
Malik Rozier's got some competition.
I love it.
Yeah,
that's a great breakdown. Super quick. Who is the team that almost got you? Auburn got you, but who almost got you?
Clemson.
Okay.
Ooh, okay. Clemson fans. Well, we're going to be watching.
Matthew, you're awesome.
This
man.
Is one
Thank
of the
you.
Best. Like, sometimes you interview kids from high school and they give you the one word answer. I can tell you were raised by a great
Way to go,
family.
Bobby. Way
Brooklyn
to go, Bobby.
High school. Shout out. Matthew, best of luck at Auburn.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.